You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 04, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Eastern Route, a migration pathway from the Horn of Africa to the Arabian Peninsula, has seen a dramatic increase in journeys. In the first 5 months of 2022, at least 27,800 people crossed from the Horn of Africa to Yemen, surpassing the total for the entire previous year. About 62% of these migrants arrived at Yemen's southern coast from Somalia, while 38% came from Djibouti. The journey is perilous, involving the Obak Desert, treacherous sea crossings, and violent encounters with smugglers. The vulnerability of women and girls is alarming, with female transit through Djibouti more than doubling recently. The Migrant Response Plan, MRP, for the Horn of Africa and Yemen provides humanitarian aid and protection to vulnerable migrants and host communities along the Eastern Route. The MRP is a collaborative effort involving 48 organizations addressing the challenges of migration in the region. It aims to enhance access to basic services and implement actions to address the underlying drivers of migration. The MRP involves 41 partners, including governments, IGAD, the UN, INGOs, and NGOs. It offers a flexible mechanism to respond to evolving migration trends and broader humanitarian developments. Migrants on the Eastern Route, especially Ethiopians, often lack awareness of the severe risks involved in their journey. Many young Ethiopian migrants are unaware of dangers such as hunger, dehydration, and various forms of abuse. Most migrants are driven by socioeconomic reasons, hoping to earn significantly more in Saudi Arabia, with a median expected monthly income of USD 453 compared to Ethiopia's USD 61. Upon arrival in Yemen, migrants face perilous onward journeys, often crossing conflict front lines and experiencing grave human rights violations. Reported abuses include detention in inhumane conditions, exploitation, and forced transfers across lines of control. Refugees and migrants increasingly traverse areas where insurgent groups and criminal actors operate, leading to human trafficking and other abuses. The conflict in Yemen exacerbates the dangers faced by migrants, who often find themselves caught between warring factions. The term lines of control refers to shifting boundaries held by different armed groups, which migrants must navigate. The IOM supports the long-term recovery of migrants needing intensive care by transporting them to secondary health facilities. Aid agencies face challenges in providing support due to inadequate funding and restrictions on humanitarian access. Informal detention centers often hold migrants without due process, and conditions can be inhumane. The ongoing conflict and lack of safe passage leave migrants trapped between danger abroad and despair at home, especially for over 55,000 Ethiopians forcibly returned from Saudi Arabia. The stark economic conditions in Ethiopia drive many migrants seeking opportunities abroad. The MRP considers these economic drivers and the persistent vulnerability of migrants in the Horn of Africa and Yemen. Migration management in Ethiopia is characterized by legal documents, with a national migration policy currently being drafted. The broader migration context includes economic factors, political instability, and conflict in the region. The MRP aims to address these underlying drivers of migration for both migrants and host communities. The increase in migrant numbers, with over 238,000 making the trip between January and June, indicates growing pressure to leave home countries. This surge has come at a tragic cost, with at least 348 migrants dead or missing, many lost in Djibouti's Obak Desert or drowned at sea. The human cost of migration along the Eastern Route is devastating, with reported abuses painting a grim picture of realities faced by migrants. These horrors are compounded by collective expulsions and refoulement, further endangering vulnerable individuals. The IOM's efforts in Yemen are supported by various international bodies and governments, aligning with the MRP. Despite these efforts, gaps in protection and assistance persist, pushing refugees and migrants into dangerous journeys. The continued surge in migrant numbers suggests that 2025 will surpass last year's migration numbers if the trend continues. This ongoing crisis demands sustained attention and resources to protect the lives and dignity of those seeking a better future. Copyright African Elements.